Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We've been dropping in on the big U.S. Senate races. Today, we want to focus on the one in our own backyard, Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown against his probable opponent, the Democrat Elizabeth Warren. Remember, Scott Brown wrote a Tea Party wave to win the 2010 special election to fill that seat that had been held by the late Ted Kennedy. He won in part because he opposed President Obama's health care law, but now he has an adult daughter taking advantage of that law by remaining on his health care. And Elizabeth Warren, the Harvard professor and consumer advocate who came up with the idea for the new Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, has been dogged lately by the question of why, at times during her academic career, she cited her very distant Cherokee heritage. Boston Globe columnist Joan Vinaki has been following all of this. And Joan, let's start with the Cherokee Indian heritage. You know, many voters are just getting to know Elizabeth Warren across the country. They may not have heard about this. You know, she does have a very distant Cherokee relative, but how has she handled these accusations that maybe she was using that to get, you know, sort of the benefits of minority status?
Well, I think the problem for her is that she's handled it not particularly deftly, or to be more blunt, pretty badly. She turned what could have been, you know, just sort of a simple, you know, Q&A into a two-week story that dragged on and in some degree is still dragging on, or Scott Brown's trying to make it drag on.
Right. Well, she said initially that she listed herself that way. Well, she didn't know that Harvard might have listed her that way, but she did list herself that way, I think, in the Law Review, because she wanted to meet people like herself, people from Oklahoma. But as you said, people still have questions. Do we know, by the way, before we move from this, do we know if she received any benefit from being listed as having Cherokee heritage?
No, we don't know. And Harvard Law School has said that that had nothing to do with why they hired her, that it was all about excellence. There's no reason to doubt that. But, I mean, what's so bad about saying that, you know, if you use the same old boy network, you get the same old boys? And if, you know, if a place, like, if an institution like Harvard Law, the University of Pennsylvania Law School, consults professional directories that have people listed in different ways, that they're still getting excellence. They're just getting people from more diverse backgrounds.
Yeah. And we asked if Elizabeth Warren had any benefits, you know, from listing herself this way. Some people are saying the institutions did because they were under pressure to show that they had more minorities, so she might have been used in that way. But that story's still, you know, settling down. Meanwhile, they both have such compelling personal stories. Scott Brown comes from an abusive family. He's written about his abuse also outside the family at a church camp. Elizabeth Warren from a very poor family in Oklahoma. But let's get to some of the issues that they are, you know, attacking each other with right now. Elizabeth Warren out with a new ad that's timely given the J.P. Morgan Chase news. It features President Obama. Let's listen to a little.
Elizabeth Warren, she's a janitor's daughter who has become one of the country's fiercest advocates for the middle class. She came up with an idea for a new independent agency that would have one simple overriding mission, standing up for consumers and middle class families.
The big banks tried to stop us, but that new agency
is
already working.
So, Joan Vinaki, that is the image Elizabeth Warren wants people to have of her, that she's on the side of the little guy. Is that her challenge here, defining herself that way rather than allowing Scott Brown to do it?
Absolutely. You know that old line, if you don't paint the picture of who you are, your opponent is happy to do it. And this does give her an opportunity to start reminding people what got them so excited, or at least what got the liberal base so excited about having her as the candidate.
Right.
That she was this, you know, heroine that took on Wall Street, that, you know, is calling for financial reform and can now say, look, it didn't work. Now, the downside to that is, why didn't it work? Democrats may be, you know, slightly responsible for that as well as Republicans, but she's going to try to put the focus on the Republicans and their efforts to kill financial reform.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm hearing one challenge now just listening to that ad. Barack Obama was, you know, rebuked by her supporters for not allowing her or pushing her to be the head of that agency that she created, and now they're standing.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. I mean, he did blink in the face of opposition to her being in charge of the agency that she created.
And what about the challenges Scott Brown faces? Let's listen to his first TV ad. It includes comments from Leslie Stahl you'll hear from a 60 Minutes profile on him. Let's listen.
Tonight, the independent majority has delivered a great victory.
My whole life has been about beating the odds.
There's absolutely nothing in this world that you can't get if you work hard at it.
I've done what I said I was going to do.
He's turned out to be unpredictably independent.
There you go, unpredictably independent from Leslie Stahl. And that's where Scott Brown might be in trouble, because he rode in on the Tea Party wave, but he might have angered them by that independence.
Yes, but that helps him in Massachusetts. And I think that's the picture that he wants to paint. The person that isn't predictable, doesn't always march in lockstep with the Democrats, and will stand up for what he believes in. The issue is, for Elizabeth Warren, to show, sort of challenge the idea that he's just such a moderate. After all, he backed the Blunt Amendment, which would have allowed religious groups and others to deny coverage for contraception. He opposed raising taxes for the 1%. She's got to speak to the issues that will resonate with Massachusetts voters that say, hey, maybe this guy isn't just as moderate and the average as you think.
Yeah, on the other hand, he did support some of the new regulations on financial institutions and voted to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So, the columns are filling up for both candidates, pro and con. Meanwhile, both have agreed not to let the super PACs run negative ads in the race. They actually have this kind of side bet. Well, they'll pay each other if this happens. How's that going?
Well, so far it's working to his benefit. He's, running a really smart campaign. And again, he's been more effective without super PACs in sort of, kind of chipping away at the story that she's trying to tell and just casting a little bit of doubt and raising questions about someone that Massachusetts doesn't know that much about.
Well, also he's been sort of casting her as, and people might, outside the state, they might be, scratching their heads on this, but he's casting her as that Harvard professor, which is, a real dig in some parts of the state.
Right, Professor Warren, which I suppose is better than Granny Warren, which Howie Carr calls her in the Boston Herald.
He's a conservative columnist, yeah.
Right. That's another example of just by choice of words, picking words that sort of resonate with people in a negative way rather than a positive way. And again, I would just say that the campaign has just not seemed that nimble in countering that.
The
Warren campaign.
Warren's. Yep. Well, we'll see how it goes forward. Joan Vinaki, columnist for the Boston Globe, as we continue to take a look at the hot Senate races across the country. Joan, just very briefly, would you agree this is just about the hottest?
It seems like it is, but we always like it hot here.
Yes. Thanks so much, Joan.
Thank you.